I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Joe Biden will ease foreign travel restrictions to enter the U.S. beginning in November. However, in order to enter the country, you must be fully vaccinated. White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients said they'll need to demonstrate proof of vaccination before boarding, as well as proof of negative COVID-19 test within 3 days of the flight. President Biden will also tighten testing rules for unvaccinated American citizens. They will need to be tested within a day before returning to the U.S., as well as after they arrive home. Pfizer says its COVID-19 vaccine works for children ages 5 to 11. The vaccine maker said Monday it plans to seek authorization for this group soon in the U.S., Britain, and Europe. This is considered a key step toward beginning vaccinations for young kids. The vaccine, made by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech, is already available for anyone 12 and older. Conservative leader Aaron O'Toole in Canada cast his vote in his local district in Ontario alongside his wife Monday. O'Toole is in a tight race with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau after he gambled on an early election in a bid to win a majority of seats in Parliament. The opposition has been relentless in accusing Prime Minister Trudeau of calling an unnecessary early vote during the pandemic, 2 years after the deadline, for his own personal ambition. The Liberal Party will likely win the most seats in Parliament, but still fail to get a majority, forcing it to rely on an opposition party to pass legislation. We continue to follow this story and others on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Countries are reacting to Russia's election.